you have to come.
You know, anybody can come up with
no, what? You have one kid down there. Yeah, you stayed there.
No.
Thank you.
For Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Thank you.
Friday, I said on Friday you were there. Because I remember I said Friday, Shabbos,
Sunday.
But that cash thing.
I would love that. Okay, you're going to go according to my level, so we're going to slow this down. I'd love that. Costco. I got to see Viper becoming a leader.
They do, but I didn't get it.
Well, they do. This is the idea. Some of them didn't want to. Okay. Laura.
Okay, here we have a story that really happened. Nageya to the parasha, we have the din of Ba'al of Ima, right? The din, if you borrow something and it's Ba'al of Ima, you don't have to pay. So here comes the case. This is Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. This man had a son-in-law who had a small car. And the father-in-law had a big car, a van. So the son-in-law wanted to take his family for a trip during Ben Azman. So the father-in-law said, I don't need this big car. So here, I'll let you use the big car, and you give me the small car. So he gave the keys to his son-in-law for the small car. And the son-in-law, the big car, and he took it all, fine. And the father-in-law went into the other car. So now the son-in-law is driving along and didn't realize the light or the stop sign, and a car came and smashed the van. So now the shaila is, normally he's a shayl. He borrowed a car. Really, I should say, really, illegally, he's not really called a shoyal. The Gemara says that when you switch, you're like a soicher, because you're paying for it also. You're giving something. So, but either way, he was a pshia. He's definitely chayev. So, l'chayre, he should have to pay. But, what's the shaila here? The shaila is that there's a big fairish gemara in Bar Mitzia, and af pei aleph, shmor li ve'eshmor lecha, hashilein li ve'ashil lecha, ba'al of imayhu. The gemara says this is considered ba'al of imay. How is it ba'al of imay? Because what does ba'al of imay mean? That if I borrow something, and besides for borrowing the thing, also the mashil owner is doing something for me. And here, the owner is watching my car, right? Like over here, the father-in-law is the shomer on the son-in-law's car. So it's ba'al of imay. So that's the shaila, and we paskin ba'al of ima is pater even on pshia. So mamela, that's the issue: is the son-in-law chayev or pater? Is the son-in-law chayev because of shoyel, or should we say it's ba'al of ima?
But he's watching the car.
Well, when you borrow a car, you need to watch it, right? So that's what.
Do it at the same time?
Oh, so that's the next. That's we're going to have to do that soon. But first, the first thing before we get that was the needed. Shall we say that this is the Gemara? Hashileni v'ashil lecha. Okay, so there are four main parts in this shaila. We'll do one at a time.
Besides the shalom bayis
Well, don't worry. If you know who the shver over here, the only thing that made him happy about it was how many Rambams and tourists got into it. And the only thing was, the shver was Rabbi Jurvel, you know? So you know, already, right? He was thrilled. He was in the seventh heaven, this Rambam, and then he found the Pesachei Tshuva and this and that. He didn't care one drop about anything else.
He teaches this every year.
Yeah, he was like, you know, in seventh heaven, it wish it happened another time, I guess. But he's like very excited. But anyways,
he would get the deductible for the rest of the insurance company.
Yeah, okay. If the insurance, like that's all the Evans over here. You know, what he's trying to get at is... Yeah, there is, sure. There's a whole shayla if insurance pothers you or it doesn't pother you. He didn't even get to that. The first thing is we have to know that there's a machloikas right on the page. The Gemara writes, Shmira Babaylam Hu. You read Rashi. Rashi says that when the Gemara said Shmir Babaylam Hu, it only referred to the first line. Because the way the Gemara was, Shmor Li Ve'eshmor Lecha. Hashileini Ve'ashil Lecha. And then after that, the Gemara says, it's Bel Avimayu. So Rashi says, it doesn't mean both. It only means Shmor Li Ve'eshmor Lecha. But not Hashileini Ve'ashil Lecha. So the question is, what's the difference? Why does Rashi do that? So there are two classic Perushim to explain the Rashi. One is well known from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan in Psachim brings the Rashi, and he says, we know that a Shomer pays, a Shomer Chinam who did a bad job, who has Peshaya, pays. We know a Shomer Socher is obligated to do a better job, so he pays even for Gneva Vaveda, right? So that's all Prashtis, because since you didn't do the job you were supposed to do, you have to pay. A Shoyal pays even for Einus, right? The din is a Shoyal pays even if it's totally, totally not his fault, right? He did everything right, and then lightning came and it broke the car, he has to pay also. So you cannot say that a shoyel pays because he did a bad job. It's just that the pshat is since calling ashalai, since you borrowed it, and it's like a life if you borrow money, right? Similar concept. If you borrow money, the guy says, I'm a oinis, I can't help it that I can't. It doesn't make a difference. You know, the guy, I was coming to pay you, and 10 armed robbers pulled the money out of my pocket, so I'm putter. No, you're not. If you borrow, you have to give back. So a shoyel has to give back whether he likes it or not. So Kleit Rabbi Chanan is the pshat that a shoyel is also chayv to be a shomer, and that would make him chayv for, let's say, anything which is his fault. And on top of that, the Torah also says you're chayv for oinus. Oy dilma, maybe the pshat is a shoyel doesn't have to be a shomer. A shoyel is borrowing it, kol hanash alay, to borrow it, to use it. And he insures the car with saying that if anything happens, I'll pay, but not that he's mechuyev to do any shmir. Rabbi Chanan, it's like a very big chiddush to clear such a shayel, but he's sure clearing. A shoyel is chayev. You mean if I borrow the shor and then it was nagach,
yeah, right?
The shoyel will be chayev. Yes.
So you see, it's a din of shmir.
Okay, that's pshat, that he's responsible to do shmira on it, not to, not let it do damage, it to not to mazik. That's Rai Bru, what you're saying. But how about that it shouldn't get nizuk? Is there such a chiyuv? So Rabbi Chanan wants to say, Rashi holds, there's no chiyuv. Rashi holds the shoyel is allowed to let the car get ruined. I mean, he'll have to pay. But there's no chiv shmira of the shoyel on the car. Memela, he says, that's what Rashi meant. Therefore, there's no balavimai because you don't have anywhere working for you. Because when, let's say here, the shver borrowed the car, no one's working for you, no one's watching the car. Okay, insurance company, he said, if it gets ruined, I'll pay you. But I'm not a shomer. So Rashi says, by shmor li v'eshmor lecha, by the case when I say I'll be shomer and a shomer, so we're working for each other. But by shol hashilin v'ashil lecha, no one's working for anyone, so that's why Rashi says no bali.
There's three shomer and a shoyel, not the other shomer.
That's according to him, right? A shoyel is like not really of the same type of shomer at all. He's not chayv to be shomer. But that's a big chiddush. I'm not going to get into like kashas from places where it seems that a shoyel is also supposed to be shomer. But that is the way he explains it. The Nesivis in Siman Shin Hey has a different pshat in Rashi. Nesivis says pshat in Rashi is because a ball of imoy means that I'm working for your good. That's what imoy means. Like I'm doing something for you. So the pshat is, let's say, shmor li v'shmor lecha, right? I'll do you a favor. I'll watch this thing. And now you go ahead and do me a favor and watch my thing. So each one is doing a taiva for the under. So that's ball of imoy. But if someone borrows a car, I know technically he is watching the car, but why am I lending him the car at all? Do I need, the whole thing is for him. I mean, the whole is, if you borrow it, you're going to have to watch it too. I'm not going to let you borrow it and not watch it. But it's not for my good, right? I have no problem leaving that car parked in my garage. I don't need you. The whole thing is all for your own good. That's not called imoy. That's the
vart. You at the same time, it's chalitin. I'm getting. It's only so you'll lend me your thing.
Okay, fine. But at the end of the day, right, the reason why I'm giving you the thing is because you asked for it, and it's good for you. For me, I'll be happy borrowing the car and keeping the other car too.
But then the case has to be then, ashil lecha v'eshmor lecha, that I'll lend it to you and then I'll watch your car. But the whole of all of you was said by Shail.
Right, sure, but that.
So the only case could be is if you borrow my car and I'm a shomer for you.
Right, or do any other work for you also. It doesn't even. It could be any other work.
The case of the Gemara is a shmorli the shmorlicha. What's the shmorli for?
That was like shemrchinim or a shemrchinim. Let's see, because we learn out. You know, the Gemara says we learn out. Ball of Yimo for all the other ones too.
But then you'll never have a case by Shoyal.
So by Shoyal, the case is that the guy's pasuk, like the main pasuk case, is that the guy's just working for me. Working for me. He's doing some kind of work for me. Right, but in our by borrowing, there we don't say he's working for me. So those are the two pshatim in Rashi. Okay, there's a third one, but we'll save it for a different time. But for those are two famous pshatim in Rashi. Is Memela, what is the halacha lemaisa? The halacha lemaisa is that the Mechaber, Paskins, like the Rambam, that Hashileni Vashilacha is pater, not like Rashi. That okay, and the Ramah writes Yesh Oimrim Hashileni Vashilcha Chai, which is Rashi. So it's a Machaber against the Ramah, and the Taz writes we can't make you pay because you could say Kimli, you know, you can't make you pay. As I state in Orcha Shulchan also. If you lend it to a Sfar, then he's for sure pumping, right? And the Mechaber says the Rama, the Hatter. The Rama, but even the Rama, like the Archa Shulchan and the Taz, they say you can't make the guy pay. So in the meantime, the son-in-law should be doing all right, right? Because being that it's a Machlaikis and the Paiskim are saying that you can't make him pay, so the Vaila, Hashilin Vashilcha is Pater. So that's the end of section one. Now comes section two. We know that the Mishnah says that in order to be Baal of Imoy, when is the point of time which is the most important minute? The minute of the Kinyan Shail. At the moment that the Shoyal makes the Kinyan, makes the Kinyan to borrow the thing, the man has to be working at that moment for me. If it's later, it's too late. It has to be at the minute when he borrows the thing. So now, the big question is, at what minute did the Shoyal here acquire a Kinyan Shaila on the car? This was what Rabbi Drew brought up. Was it when the Shoyal received the keys to the car? Or, there's no such sugi in the world called receiving keys. Go through Shas, from Brachas to Uktzin. Is there such a thing as Messias Mafteches? There is a few places, by Karka, right? And even by Karka, the only one who ends up saying that it works is the Rashbam. And in Shulchan Aruch with Paskin, it doesn't work. It only works to be Bimkoim saying the words you're supposed to say, Lech Chazak Kni. If you give him keys, it's like you said Lech Chazak Kni, but he has to go and do it. There's no such Kinyan in Shas called Messias Mafteches. Oh, very good. By Chiz B'dikas Chametz, right there it's brought in the Rishayinim. But that's only for Chiyuv Bedikas Chametz. But there's something very close to there. There's a Ramah. That's one thing I have to add to him. I didn't tell him this. But the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat Simin Reish Aleph, which is the simon of Setumta, right? You know, Setumta is a thing that whatever is the minog of the Soicharim is considered a kinyan. Right? Like by diamonds, they say mazel bracha, shake your hands, or whatever it is. So in the Ramah, he writes, what is an example of Setumta? Mesiris Maftechais. He says over there that if you give a person keys to the item, then that's a kinyan. That is a kinyan. And that kinyan is actually used, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes it in Hilchas Chametz, and it's into the Mishnah Berurah. That he says, what happens if I forgot to get rid of my chametz, and it's already Erev Pesach, and it's Shabbos? Shabbos, Erev Pesach, what do I do? So Zok the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and Simin Tov Mem Chesif Tezayin, you should, if it's just a little chametz, tell the guy to take the chametz out of your house. What do you do if it's a lot of chametz? Give the guy the key to the chametz and tell him, by being Mesiris Mafteches, I'm being makna you all of the chametz. And as you state Mishnah Berurah. So you see that there is a kinyan of Mesiris Mafteches. So Memela, that it turns out that the son-in-law was koine kinyan shayla on the car with Mesiris Mafteches.
Even on the derisa level?
Well, Zitumta is, according to a lot of shittas, derisa, because it's called gomer umakni. It's considered like gomer umakni. If it's derabbanon, I would think, I don't know, you know, I would think that, like, by most of these things, they, it's like, you know, they go and derisa, they make you chayv or patur, you know. Well, here for sure, it will for sure be at least midrabbanon, that will be enough even then. The main point is. Okay, but it'll still be right to pop, right? Yeah, right. So now, L'chayr, that's the end of the whole thing. L'chayr, we just ruined the whole thing. Because when the son-in-law got the keys, he was the shayel. And in the story, the way it happened was that only later the shver went into the car, and the keys, let's say, were in that car, you know, he was second. So when the shayel borrowed the car, there was no one working with him. There was no balavima, right? So l'chayr, that's the end of it. But it's not 100% yet the end. Bishas shavur meisa chayv. Lo haya ima bishas sheila. It's not called balavima, right? It has to be only bishas sheila. So l'chayr, he missed it because he wasn't with him bishas deshay. However, it's not 100% the end of it. Why? Because there's a big machlokes rishonim in three places. One by Hilchos Shem Rechinim, and again by Hilchos Shem Sachar, and again by Hilchos Shoyel. So we're doing Shoyel, so it's Simin Shin Mem. In Simin Shin Mem, the Shulchan Aruch writes, how do you become a Shoyel? How do you become Chayev in Oinsin and all the dinim of Shoyel? With Mashicha. When you pull the Shoyel. Or, you know, whatever you were supposed to be shayel, when you do Mashicha, that's when it starts. Zok the Ramah, v'yesh oimrim, einoy tzorich Mashicha, ela miyad shenistalku ha'abaylim. As soon as the owner turns around, yeah, he's nistalik, that alone makes me a shayel. Makes me a shayel. Right? I mean, this is like mamish very negeah, right? Like if, let's say, I gave the example.
In the chatzar bayim?
You don't eat chatzar, you don't eat anything.
No, in the chatzar bayim?
In the chatzar of the, I don't think it matters.
For the chatzar bayim, you need Mashicha to be a shomer.
He for sure doesn't say any difference of any chatzar. By Ganav, sure. Over there, you need Mashicha, and you have to take it out of
the Shomer needs a Mashicha.
Well, for Shoim, yeah, well, the Gemara says, Mashicha B'Shoim, right. But you see, I'll tell you what the Rosh explains. The Rosh is the one that says that you just need Nistalik is enough. But the Rosh says it works for my bad. As soon as the Bailam walks away, I'm the Shoel for the bad. But the mashil can still back out and take it back away from me until I'm Mashicha. So in other words, you still, the Mashiach is for my good, for my toiv, but for my bad, it's already as soon as I agree. I gave an example. Let's say a guy is in the airport, right? And he wants to go to the bathroom for a minute. So he says to somebody, can you watch this till I come back? So he goes, sure. Right? So the guy goes, and then I didn't watch it. And it got stolen. So here you have a machlokes between the mechaber and the rama. According to the mechaber, ich bin kein shomer. I never did any mashicha or anything, so I'm not a shomer. Mashiach, according to the rama, sila kabayla. The din is by shomer. The fact alone that the guy walked away is already a kinyan, is already a chiyuv shmir. So now comes along the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Baal Avimai in Siman Shin Mem Vav, and Shulchan Aruch says, when does Baal Avimai start? At the minute that he pulled the thing. Zok the Chachmas Shlomai on the side of the page for Shlomo Kluger. He says, yeah, of course, that's a Mechaber Shita. Because the Mechaber said in Siman Shin Mem that you become a Shoyo with Mashiach. But Avada, according to the Ramah, who said that Silik Bailim, then the Shabbat Avimah starts by Silik Bailim. And Azoi state in the Bach, right over there in Shimon Avot, that he says, this is according to the Ashkenaz, according to Ramah, it's Silik Bailim. Ezoi Bazoi, I'm not 100% sure anymore. Because if you say that it's Silik Bailim, so what happened over here? I gave the son-in-law the keys, and he was going to the car. So that might be Silik Bailim also.
On the little car.
On the little car. So if you go with Silik Bailim, then it is at the same time. And being that, right? So Mimela, the Ramah goes with Silik Bailim, so then you have Baal Avimah back again. It's at the same time. That was
like the exchange it at the same time. No?
Okay, well, that's basically, you know, the son-in-law pulled up with his little car, right? And he has the keys in the thing, right? And he gets out of the car, and his shver comes over there and says, okay, here's the keys to the van, right? And he says, fine. So then he takes the keys and goes to the van and goodbye. So maybe that's Silik Bailim, unless you have to be very, no, it wasn't yet Silik, but I don't know, you know, when exactly is the siluk? But if you'd say that that's the siluk, so then l'chayr it's still at the same time, and then you'd have Baal Avimah again. However, here's the big shaila. You could say it either from the lomdisha sources or from the halachadika sources. The Pischi Chayshin from Rabbi Blau, you know, he's like the big authority in Chayshin Mishpat, claims that Azoi Shteit Nesivis. And you look in the Sivist, okay, yeah, here, it sounds pretty good. Well, also, in the Yeshivish world, Rav Ram Guritz said the same Yesoid, that it's not true, because Rav Shlomo Kluger says it as a shtickel tmiya, that if you look in Shulchan Aruch, where it says that Baal Avimai starts when you do the Mashiach, where is the Ramah? The Ramah is not there. He should be saying, no, it goes by Silik Bailim. So they Taina, since he wrote in Shin Mem, so he's Yaitz Zayin with that. Okay, maybe. But they Taina, they bring a Ran. The Ran says, Ba'olav Imoy only begins when you're a Shoyal Gomer, not when you're only a Shoyal Lechiyuva. So based on that Ran, they want to say that even though Silik Bailim, it makes you a Shoyol Lechiyuva, but the Rosh said, Beferish, that you don't have the Zechus to use it yet. And Memela, you don't say that it's considered Baal of Imoy until the person is a full Shoyol, even for the good. Even for the good, that he has the Zechus to use it. And the idea behind that is like this. The idea is because when you get the chiyuva, when you were a siluk bailim, so that just means I take responsibility that if it gets broken, I'm going to pay you because you're leaving. You know, so like I'm an orif for you. I'm not going to let you just lose your car. You're going. I'll pay. but I'm not really a shomer yet. I'm not really working for you yet. The only time I start working for you is when I mamish am kind of the thing to be shoyalit. Then the Torah says, work for him, watch it. Until then, it's just like arvus that I'll pay you. But I'm not really ball of imoy. The only time I'm really working for you is when I'm kind of the zchus to use it, and that you can't back out on me anymore. Then I have a dechiv bepoyel to really watch it. Memela, according to that, it comes out that really everyone agrees that Ba'al of Imoy needs the Mashiach. And Bimela, then it would come back again that it's different times. Okay? So, only he gave him the keys, right? And the Shver only got the keys later, right? He walked away. Okay, so that is the end of the second section. Again, so let's just clarify the second section. Was it at the same time or not? So if you go like the Mechaber, for sure it wasn't at the same time, because his Mashiach was first. If you go with the Ramah, that you go Basar Silik Bailim, so it's a Shaila, is Silik Bailim enough for Ba'al Avimai? So Mimela, he still has what to hang on to, that maybe he could taina, I'm Kimli, all those things, and I'm not paying, right? I'm not paying because the Maisek could be, it's still Ba'al Avimai. Oh. However, comes along the Evan Ezel. The Evan Ezel, you know, Rabbi Zalman.
I think it's Ozel.
In the pasuk it says Eitzel Ha'Evan Ha'Ozel. That's because it was the end of the pasuk. So I don't know how does his name go. According to the, it's not upside pasuk. Okay, maybe. Okay, so or Ha'Ozel. Okay, actually, in the front page of the Evan Ezel, he writes it with Nekudais. And he says, he was at the Pasuk. He writes the Pasuk out, Eitzel Ha'Evan Ha'Ozel. So maybe he's attack it to Ozel. Okay. Anyway. That's true. So he says like this. He's trying to explain. He says, I want to say my own noopshot in Rashi about Hashileni Vashilacha. Okay? But this is his pshat. And we'll learn out a new thing from his pshat. Hashileini v'ashilecha. Rashi says it's not considered balavimai. So we had already questioned. Why not? Different pshat. He says, I'll give you my pshat. My pshat is like this. Because if two people are doing something at the same time, how does it end up that it's mamish at the same time? How is it mamish? So he says, by shmira, it's not a problem if you hold with the shita that as soon as you have like silik bailim. So all it has to do is like two people are standing somewhere and they say, okay, you know, we're going to watch each other thing. And that's it. So they're both, you know, they turn away. Okay, fine. He says, but how about by lending? So he says, could lending mean at the same time? So he says, why not? Maybe you'll say silik bailim by lending. Why not? He says, it's not true. He says, the only time you say that silik bailim works is because we say, like, let's say, like my example, I said, can you watch this for me? So the guy says, fine. So he says, okay, and he goes. So when he went, that's it. I mean, he's expecting me to do it, right? So then it's like I'm a kabbal, achrayis to do it right away. But by borrowing, I go, can you lend me this? So the owner says, fine. So he says, okay, fine, shalom. And I didn't yet actually take it. Would he mind if I back out and tell him, oh, I just changed my mind. Oh, I don't need it. Or does he care? Fine, great. So give it, no problem. I'm only doing it for you. So he says, in a case where the thing isn't final, because the person is no problem to undo it, because it's all for me, then I don't become mischayev either right away.
The mashal changes one?
Oh, well, the mashal anyways, because the Rosh says that until you make mashicha, anyways, the mashal is allowed to change his mind. So it's only a one-ended thing anyway.
Now either side can change.
Right. So he could also change his mind Because, of course, why should the mashal care if I change my mind? It's, right? So he says, then you don't say the whole his chayvus. It's only the pshat, when it's like, I'm doing right that guy taiva. So the guy says, can you watch this for me? So I say, okay. So then once he walks away, too bad, I already said I'm doing it. I'm stuck. I have to do it. But here, where the whole thing is for my own good, then we don't say it. So he says, that's why Rashi says it's not going to work. Bahashileni vashilcha. Because it won't be at the same time. Because even though I lent him the thing, but until I go ahead and take the other thing, my thing didn't start. Because I could back up.
So it's really the same one as the Nesivis, but just a different point.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Nesivis said, because I'm doing it for you, for my own good and not for your good. That's his reason. It's not Imoy. And he's saying, I'm not even a shayel. I'm not a shayel yet. Right, he's saying because I can back out so until I do the Mashiach, we don't. So according to that chiddush that the Eben Ezel said over there, then it should come out that for sure there's no balavima here, right? For sure there's no balavima here because the son-in-law was kaine and the other person we don't say siluk ba'alim over here. So that's another svara why. Why you wouldn't say it at the same time? Because Shayla is different. But that's his svar for Rashi. But it's not going to change too much halacha, because in halacha it says straight out by Shoyel that you say Silik Bailim even by Shoyel. So I'm saying maybe that's Rashi Shita, but in halacha it won't change much. I'm just mentioning it as another svar. Okay, so fine. That's the end of section 2. That was it at the same time, and we're ending up, it could be it was still at the same time. If you say siluk bar. Now comes svara number 3 to say why he's chayev. Svara number 3. The case is Rabbi Kiveger's case in Choshen Mishpat and Simin Shin Tes. The story was the Mishnah. The man rented a donkey to go on a mountain. So, lehoiloich bahar, right? Soicher chamor lehoiloich bahar, Mishnah ein ches in Balmitzi. Lo yoylichena babika. You're not allowed to switch. If the guy told him how, because har is cooler, bika is hotter, you're not allowed to do it. Let's say you went babika, behuchma, bemesa, chayv. That's the din. Azoy shtein shulchan aruch. Okay. Zok der bikiveger, what about if it was balavimai. The guy rented the donkey, and the guy strictly told him for mountain purposes, and he doesn't listen, and he takes it to the bika, and it dies. But it was balavimai. So lechayra pater, balavimai is pater from Shia. So Rabbi Kiveger, no, echalt azer schayev, because there's a kesef mishnah in Perek Aleph of Schiris. What's the case of Mishnah and Perek Aleph of Schiris? There's a real hard Rambam in Perek Aleph of Schiris. So mainly the hard case of Mishnah. The Rambam says the din of Shomer shemaser l'shomer. Right? The din of Shomer is usher to give it to a second Shomer. And if a Shomer does, it's considered like Zapeshe. So the Rambam says, first the Rambam goes into a whole different types. It could be a shomer who gave it to an equal shomer, like a shomer sachar gave it to a shomer sachar, or a shomer chinam gave it to a shomer chinam. Then there's even a worse case, that a shomer sachar gave it to a shomer chinam, which is really wrong, because now he's going downhill. So the Rambam says, if you do that, you're zichar apoysheya, and if the shomer socher gave it to the shomer chinam, and then it got stolen, the shomer socher is going to have to pay because he's a pesheya. Va'afilu ball of imay. Okay, the Rambam says even if the first shomer was a ball of imay, he's going to have to pay anyway. So every sefer, you look anywhere on the whole page, what do you mean? Balavima is pater even by Pshia. Why is he chayv? Okay, so every sefer says a different answer. Balavima works for any shomer. Every single shomer. Every shomer. Shomer chiv zechar. Yeah, every shomer. So what's flying over here? Yeah. Why? Right. So, ayin magen mishnah, ayin kesef mishnah, ayin mishnah melech, ayin lechem mishnah, ayin any safer on the Rambam. So, but nobody has an easy answer. Every answer is very hard. So the Kesef Mishnah writes, my teretz is, when do we see that Balavimoy is putter on Pshia? That's talking about Pshia, the guy went to sleep. Right? The guy was a Shimer, and he's a Balavimoy. He's supposed to be watching it, and he goes to sleep. So, Balavimoy, you're still putter anyway. But if he did a Maise, over here, the Shimer was Masarit to another Shimer. He didn't just go to sleep. He mamash went and gave it. Dasa kimata mazik biyodai. So memela, this is too much already. So over here, you're already, Balavima can't handle that. So you're going to be chayav. So memela is going to be kveger based on that kesef mishnah. That's mamash huadin huatam over here. The person told him strict orders. You're only allowed to go on a mountain. And he goes and takes it in the bika. So he did a maisa biyadayim. So memela, no, Balavim is not going to pat you over here. That's what Rabbi Kveger said. Okay?
That's not a shermit, then that's a mazik.
Well, if it would really mamish be mazik, then the Kesef Mishnah is as simple as pie, because 100%, I mean, mazik is mazik. But he didn't write that he's a mazik. He said, this is so much, it's a biyadayim, that it's like mazik. He's making like levels. So Rabbi Kveger said, so I'm going to use his level. Here too, he did the same thing. No more ball of Emai. He's not a real Mazik, right? He's not a real Mazik. He's just saying he's like a Mazik because he did something. So he's saying here too, he did something. He went in the wrong road.
Like, if you break the terms of the shliach, you're not a shliach. You're not. Yeah? If you're a shayel, you stand in the. Well, here's not a shayel, you're a shayel. It's not you don't stand in the place of the violin. But you did something so wrong, connected the shmira, that you're not a din of shayel anymore.
Or something like that. You're removed like from the whole context of the shmira. That is more or less how the Bikur Shmuel explains the concept of this Rabbi Kveger. That like, if you like totally ignore the whole matzah of how the shmira is supposed to be, then it's worse. So lechayra, here's where I don't know. It's because the whole concept is very, it's based on the Kesef Mishnah, hard to know. I'm wondering that maybe that would apply here too. Because here too, if the person goes across through the red light, is that similar to taking it to a bika? You know, you're taking it to a place where it could get hit, which did. I'm saying, in other words, it's just like if I tell you, you can only go on the mountain, right? I'm not letting you go on the bika. So I say, I'm only letting you go where the car is supposed to go. I don't let you go. Into the place where the traffic going the other way. Is that like a bika?
So dissecting pshia, what a big pshia, a little pshia.
Right, it's very hot, because it is biyadayim, he did do it, right? He didn't not watch over here. He put it where he shouldn't put it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm wondering if here Rabbi Kveger's claw would apply. Okay, that's the shaila, that's the clair that I want to know. Is this like biyodayim? Because it's definitely he did a maise. Okay, that's my extra reason to say why he should be chayv. Why he should be chayv? Okay, so far what I said was that there are three reasons.
He didn't have kavana subvert his shmira.
True. He didn't realize. In the story it said he didn't realize that there was a stop sign or a red light. I don't know, whatever, which already didn't say what it was.
Yeah.
He didn't notice it. But Lamaisa, he did it. I'm saying what it doesn't matter by the case of the Bika. Let's say the guy forgot that he told him. I don't know if it makes any difference. It's still Pshia, you know. It's still called Pshia, the fact that you don't watch. You're supposed to be watching.
You're supposed to be watching.
Yeah, right. So now, so to total this up, before I get to the whole new section of this thing, this is the end of the whole first section. There are three reasons why the son-in-law would be chai. First of all, if you go like the Ramah, Hashilin Vashilacha is Tam chai. Second of all, it could be it's not at the same time. because he was kind of first. Third of all, this might be a pshia biyadayim where you don't say the heter of balavim. Okay, now I want to go to a whole new section, which is who is the mazik mamish over here? Because, meaning, until now we're talking about hilchas shomer. We, this whole discussion until now was all in hilchas shomer. How about hilchas mazik? Meaning, if I put a car in a place where it shouldn't be, like this guy went through a light, or I run a stop sign, right? And the other guy has the right of way, right? And I went ahead and went through. And he hits. Am I called a mazik? Am I called mamish a mazik? So, or let's start. Who is the mazik? Me or the guy who hit me? So first I want to say a pashut thing. This is based on, this is there's a svarim called Mishpatei HaTorah, which are very good svarim. His name is Rav Spitz. He's a big paisik in that real shiles come all the time in Eretz Yisrael. And like a lot of the, in Eretz Yisrael, like, you know, Friday night you get like all these papers and shuls, you know. So over there they all have his latest cases that happened. So he says the rules are like this. Excuse me?
It's a bor, no?
A car, well, if it's stopped, it's a bor. Stopped car is a bor. A car which is going is mamash adam, a mazik, if it's going. So the rule is like this. The rule is that a person, even though you have a sugya in Gemara, where it says, Ein darkam lo'ot shal adam lisbainim bidrachim, right? That, and memela, if something shouldn't have been there, I'm allowed to say, how should I know it's there, and it's your fault that it's there, because I don't look on the road. That has nothing to do with cars. Cars, have to be mizbainim bidrach. And memela, there's a tshuva from a rush that says that if you're on a horse, right, then you are mechuyev to keep enough distance from any other horse or person that you can stop in time to not crash. So memela, that's the same din by a car. Anybody who's in a car is mechuyev to be mizboinim bidrachim, and he's mechuyev to keep enough distance to not crash. So memela, if I go through the red light or I go through the stop sign, well, I shouldn't say maybe. I don't know all the cases. Maybe in some cases you can't say that the guy could. Yeah. So if I couldn't stop, that's the second section. But if I could. Right, then I have no... Bekitzer, if I could have seen him and stopped, and I didn't, then it's called my fault. And I'm the mazik. Right, so in other words, if I go through the red light, or I go through the stop sign, and I shouldn't have, but he saw me in enough time that he could have stopped, he can't say, I wasn't looking, right? Then he's the mazik. Right. Okay, so in that case, he's the mazik, and I'm not the mazik.
The one went through the light.
The one went through the light is the nizak, not the mazik. But in a case where I didn't leave the person enough time and he couldn't stop, then there's a din that if a person puts something in front of an esh, which is going to hit, he is called mazik. Because Taisvis, right, I mean, the Gemara says it's Kaifev Kemosu Lifnei Eish. If you put something in front of an oncoming fire, then who put the item there, is Chayev for Eish, because Taisvis says, Ma'ali Mekarev Eish Eitzel Adover, Ma'ali Mekarev Adover Eitzel Eish. So that would mean that if I drove through a red light, or I drove through a stop sign, and I didn't give the other person enough time to stop, then I, mamish, was mazik the car.
Even in the other case, because the person who's driving, who has the green light,
has no it's not supposed to, he's not looking to see if anybody's breaking the law and going through the red light. He has no reason to assume that somebody's going to go there.
But if somebody's in front of him, he has no right to him.
No, that's not in front of him. It's coming from the side.
You mean maybe that far he doesn't have to be misbinding? If it's
right,
like from
I
don't know.
But if he could have stopped.
But here's the other way around anyway. He was saying that the person who, the son-in-law, went through the red lights, so he is mamish, not just a pshia, it's a mazik yadayim.
In a case where the other guy couldn't stop. Now, the Shaz, you're clearing that even if he could, but if it's at an angle where the guy...
In a green light, red light situation, the guy going through the green light, it's like even if he could, but he's not even expecting someone to come across the road.
Right, so you want to say maybe in that case...
Even in that case, if he could have, but he's not going to see him. Means if he hadn't saw him and he didn't stop his one.
I hear. I don't know, because really the case that he was talking about in the Mishnah Torah was that stop. A guy just stops on the road in the middle. So he says there, Avada, the guy behind, is supposed to be Mizbain. But maybe if Takovitz coming from a side, maybe it's Taka different.
When the Zina de Machus is that no one should be coming that way at all.
Right. He says that as far as driving rules, the Shuvas Chassam Sofer says that on a thing like that, everybody goes by Dina de Malchusa. In other words, if you don't do like the Dina de Malchusa, then that's Avada Midaraisa also, by those kind of things. Because that's like Minig HaMedina of how you drive. By those kind of things. So in a case like that, what would the rule be, the law be, if the guy, he'd be Pater. So I hear. So maybe that's Taka there. So anyways, what comes out is like this. In a case where the guy for sure was supposed to look, then that guy's the mazik and not me. Then it's only shomrim sugya. In a case where the guy couldn't stop, then avade, the son-in-law, is a mazik gomer on the car, and then the whole shaila is over, ubatal. Then he was just mamish mazik the car, and he's chayav al mazik. The only case which is left is this in-between case, which that's the hard case which I couldn't figure out the answer, meaning this case that you just brought up. What's the din if the person goes through the light, right, and the other person could stop and could see him, but lemaise, he wasn't mechuyev to. Like this case that you're saying, like I'm not mechuyev to misbeinin on a turn. Let's say it's true. Then am I called eish? Did I just do eish or not? Is that called that I was mazik the car because he doesn't have to be misbeinin? What is the yesod of the shayla? The shayla is that called a ruach mitzuya? Is that called a ruach mitzuya, or it's just pshat that he might not look? And he might not see it. That, I don't know 100% if that's called Eish or not. Okay, so that's the three cases of what kind of accident it was. Now, the very last thing is like this. There is a Ravid about Mazik Mamish. The case in the Ravid is on the case that the wife, the Rambam's case in Hilchos Ishus, the wife was washing the dishes, and she broke a dish. Okay? So is she chayiv to her husband? Yeah? So the alt mazik. So the Rambam says, takonis chazal alt shalom bayis, that she's pater. Right? It's based on Yerushalmi. Zokt the raivit, it's nishken takonis chazal, it's a din derais, it's bol of imoy. It's bol of imoy.
She's working there.
Because he does stuff for her. Right. Yeah, right, so she's a shamer for him.
And he has
chiyum to her. So it's bal of imay. So zok the Mishnah Melech, we just found out a chiddush noyer of a ayim from this Ravid, that bal of imay is pater on mazik. Because she was mazik the dish.
Well, she was
parshaya. Well, the way he understood it, she dropped the dish.
Throw it at him.
Okay, well, if you drop something, you're a mazik. You're not just chayav al shomer.
Yeah, but it's not the same
with
Yadayim. I mean, that means I did something affirmatively.
I'm saying in Hilchis, like in other words, if I pick up someone's dish and its lips, I'm a mazik. I'm not just chayiv if I'm a shomer. Adam would lo ilam. So okay, so the Mishnah Melech frek the stira in the Ravid, that the Ravid over here says that mazik is also potter from balavimai, and there's another Ravid. The Rambam writes that even by Avodim Shtaris V'Karkois, where the din is, there's no Shomer, the din is, there's no Shmira, but still, if he was Pesheya, he does pay a Shomer of a Karka or Avodim. Pesheya-wise, because Pesheya Kemaziku. So the Ravid, what are you talking about? Pesheya's Kemaziku? If Pesheya's Kemaziku, so why does it say Pesheya Babayel Mispater? In fact, the Mishnah Melech, I thought you told me yourself that Mazik is potter by Balavima, and now you have kashas on the Rambam. And for the Mishnah Melech, that the Ravid is Mechalik. If it was, this is like Maoshi, you said, if you did it by mistake, like you drew, it slipped out of your hand, then Balavima works. But if you did it on purpose, that you were Mamish Pesheya, that you were supposed to watch the Abbot or the Karka, and you, there, Balavima doesn't work. Okay, now that needs a big arid to explain the Svara and the Achilik, because it's why. Why should the Achilik be true? But that's what he says. And I don't have time to explain, but that's what he says. So now, based on that, now the base mayor says that if this happens, if there was a case of Mazik with Balavima, you can't really make the guy pay, because Lamaisa, the Ravid says, you're Pupter. Izoi Bazoi, what do you say in our case? We said that if the son-in-law Mamish went in a case which he can't stop, so he's Mamish, he ruined the car. Mamish mazik the car. Then it's Pashit is chayim. Maybe not so Pashit. Because according to the Ravid, even a mazik, you say Balavim, that was the shayim. But Lamai said it's a mistake. Because that case isn't the case that the Mishlach means that you made a mistake. What the Mishlach means when he says you made a mistake means you weren't trying to drop it. You were trying to hold the dish, right? And it fell out of your hand. That kind is the ball of emo, which is potters. But if you went through the light, you knew you were trying to drive over there. Fine, you didn't see the light. But it's not pshat that what you did was by mistake. What you did was on purpose. Exactly. Then it doesn't make a difference that you didn't know it was wrong. In that case, avada, that's like the case when you didn't be a dime without knowing, and that says mafurjan piskei tshuva and simen kufayin vav. That in that kind of a case, avada, even the rival holds your chayv. Okay, so therefore that part still remains true, that if the person was taka, ran through the light, and it was mamish going to happen, he's no shy lechayv. But in the case where it wasn't the son-in-law's fault, mamish, and the other guy could have seen it and all that, then we still have a little stickle tzad say he's balavim.
Does he also have to pay for the increase in insurance costs?
I didn't even think about that. I should just end off with one interesting tzach. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, let's say after Mayav Esrim, a guy comes up, and Hashem says, where's my pikadin? Where's my neshama? The guy goes, Meis, Nishmar, Nishma. So the Rebbe Shalom says, you have to pay. So he says, Balavimai. The Rebbe Shalom was working for me. And the whole life he was giving me things. So maybe I'm potter from Balavimai. That's what they are in this parsha. So he says, I hold Balavimai is only potter in Bezdin. But Lotzis Yidei Shemaim, you have to pay anyway. Ooh, 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 wow. So when you're up there in Shemaim, it doesn't work. That's the very beginning.
It
doesn't say that in the Gemara. It doesn't say it. He's Machari. He says, Matsinu Dvar Machirim be Gemara Ka'im Zen.
Maybe it's because it's for Yadayim. It means he's affirmatively doing it.
It's interesting. Doing it.
Oh, you mean he can, that's the clear. That's good.
From left pocket to right pocket.
Oh, she got it. Thank you.
You know, it's funny.
Last week, I went to New Jersey and took my.
So what happened to my second?
He does lots to know the dude.
son-in-law.
Yeah. I did borrow.
The guy said, I told this guy, a guy in the chat, and he goes, I never heard of a son-in-law being a missionary anyway. That's how he fouled the whole guy. Like, one second.
Okay, yeah.
Shkaya. Shkaya.